should give our players a very good feeling and confidence going into the next games. Our fitness is right, our mentality is right, we had some very good performance out there today. They dig very, very deep, and I think in extra time I felt we was the better team. We was closer to get probably that goal. Pity that our great support we had today again, that we couldn't give them a win, because I think they deserve today a win. Our supporters, but they have been magnificent.
Uwe, just how frustrating is it to play 120 minutes and end up losing?
I think that is a challenge going forward now. But I just told the players, I think in the next days, I think we have to make sacrifices. Sacrifices to yourself, sacrifices to your wife, sacrifices to your kids. To live 24/7 as a pro, that is the only chance to recover in time to go again out against Reading. And then we have travel distances. But we knew that from before, so we're up for the challenge. My players are very professional, and we will recover in time for Reading.
Lewis Cook will now be missing for 3 matches. Just how big a blow will that be?
I think we should not be too harsh on Lewis. Lewis got his first goal in senior football, as far as I know, and he was very excited. And he was probably in that moment, in a split second, a little bit too excited. So I'm not too harsh on him. I think he feel low in the moment, and I think we have to pick him up, and the player have to pick him up, and Lewis keep himself fit for the time when he's come back.
A positive, though, must be that Luke Murphy played nearly 50 minutes and looked like he didn't struggle at all.
I think he played 60 on Monday, he played today. I think that can only be good for him. We see now how he recovers. It was his first minutes in whole pre-season. So I still think he needs a little bit more match fitness. But we might come in here to a situation where we have to give a player match minutes and get them fit throughout league games. So obviously this is, it's not the most ideal situation, but sometimes you have to be creative and you have to improvise, and when that is what it needs, then we do it.
And what did you make of the fans? Because there were over 3,000.
I just mentioned it was fantastic support, and I just feel pity for them that they didn't got a win, because I think they deserved it. They came in numbers, vocal throughout the whole 120 minutes. And also the way when Sam and missed the penalty, the way they supported him afterwards, top draw.
Are you now in a position, though, where you'll maybe take a positive from this because you can just focus on the league?
I think after the defeat, we have to sleep overnight, and then tomorrow we're working on Reading, get the players ready mentally and physically, getting a game plan right. So that is how I see it.
And Reading will be another tough test.
Yes.